That was really pathetic. I don't know whether to try it again or not, because whenever I'm at a conference or whatever, when you start by saying good morning, it's pathetic. Then they say, let's try that again. But it feels really forced and unauthentic. So I'm going to continue on. How's that sound? All right, here's what, oh, thanks. Yeah, that was authentic, though, because it was unprompted. All right, we're gonna talk this morning. I'm just gonna review some things that we accomplished together in this last year. This is a day just to be thankful and celebrate what happened last year. A lot of things happened, and we could talk for the next month probably about all the great things, but we're not going to talk about it for the next month. We're going to talk about it today. So I wanted to start with this. This is, you know me, I like to talk a little bit about I'm always reflecting about my childhood. But this, when I was a kid, my parents, we'd always have breakfast together. And it was a real special treat because we got to read. I don't know how often it was, maybe once a week. They had five kids, and so we'd all get to read our favorite Bible verse or passage. And this was my older sister's favorite one. And let me set this up. This is Ecclesiastes 3, and it starts out that there's a time for everything. There's a time for every activity under the sun. A time to be born, time to die. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to uproot. And it goes on and on, and even the great theologian Kevin Bacon used Ecclesiastes 3 in that movie, what was it called, that dancing movie? Footloose! He said, there's a time to cry and a time to dance. But anyway, so that's in here too. But when he gets done with those eight verses, and the ninth verse through 13 says this, and I'm bringing this up because we're talking about the work that we accomplished together in the past year. So what gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business, the work that God has given to everyone to be busy with. What's your schedule look like? I'm real busy. That's what everyone's response is. Business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of the past and the future into their minds, yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. And he says, I know this. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in their toil. So we should take pleasure in our eating, in our drinking, and in our work. And so that's what I want to do this morning. I want to take pleasure in our work that we've accomplished. So it's a new year, and I just want to remind you of these things. We are the City Church of Ames, Des Moines. We sometimes say we're the Ames, Des Moines City Church. We sometimes say we're the previous Oakwood Road Church. We sometimes say we're the previous Ontario Bible Church. We say lots of things, and that's all right. But we are the City Church of Ames and Des Moines. We're a church of 16 house churches located right here in Ames, Des Moines, in central Iowa. And we believe that there's a link between the establishment and the expansion of the early church and the simple gathering together of communities of believers on the first day of every week in their homes and tenements. And they gathered around an evening meal. And what did they, and what are we doing as well? We are celebrating around an evening meal, celebrating our new life in Christ. That's who we are. That's why we're meeting as we meet. All right, so that's who we are. Now, we got a lot of things to celebrate this morning. one of which is this grand thing, do it now. Ooh. This is exciting. Hey, look at that. This is a new, will be permanent, not permanent yet, projector. Isn't this great? Because I'm about ready to show you a whole bunch of pictures, and they're going to look so superb on this new projector. Like, really, that's all you got? That's it? Did you just say it's just a projector? How many times have you heard the complaints about the projector? You should at least be celebratory for less complaining about the projector. We'll just complain about the lights, or I don't know. We'll find something else. We're human, so we like to. But yeah, it's a new projector. We had to, you know, do some funny business to get it to work exactly like this. But we're excited about that. All right, so City Church of Ames in Des Moines. Look what we've accomplished. This is one way I like to visualize who we are and our brands and all the initiatives and all the work that we're always doing. You know, sometimes we come up here and all we talk about is one of these things, or we'll maybe throw on the front end, we'll throw in one of these things, one of the activities that happens in here. So out of our church, all these things occur. Out of this family, out of this church, the build exists. Antioch School exists as a training tool, as a part of Build. Our city church network, our initiatives that we're doing in cities, all exist because of us. I think we sometimes lose track that all these things happen because of our commitments to each other and everything we do. So look at what our family has accomplished. This is we are a family, not like a family. We are really, really a family. So here's just a few pictures that I thought we'd throw up there. This is the meeting down in Union Park in Des Moines there. Boy, the park does not look like that right now. That is really green. So that was a great event. This is, I believe, the Huxley Church meeting there. And I can never remember, is that Woodview, Mark? Woodview's sitting there. And I don't know the name of these other churches. I know all the people, but Curtis, what is the name of it? Yuma? And Jim, what's the name of your church? Northwest Ames. Is it required? Should we all know all 16 churches' names? Okay, good. Thank you for that. Denied wrong answer. So we are a family, and that's the main thing I wanted to. We are a family. We do demand and ask a lot of. I want to just state this very. I'm going to state a real fact here, but I think it's sometimes it's obvious to us, but we don't state it a lot. We demand and ask a lot of our family. We demand and ask a lot of our family, but we have been given a lot, and we have a lot to accomplish. And so I wanted to state that is we demand a lot as leaders, and but we've been given a large sphere, a large field, and a lot has been accomplished this year. So this is a blast from the past. This is how I wanted to pull you back in just for a moment to show you this. When I speak of we have a lot to accomplish, I think about I was reminded of this. This is a bulletin board in a church. Now, I'm looking at Daryl and Jane right now because not because this is your bulletin board, but when you came to my grandmother's visitation, what was that, 2 years ago now, I think? So when my grandmother died at the visitation, I went and I looked around my church when I was a little tyke, And they had their missions board looked exactly like it did when I was there 25 years ago. And it really dawned on me at that moment that God has given us a great thing to accomplish. A great thing to accomplish. Now, there's nothing wrong with this bulletin board. Don't give me, there's nothing wrong with it. It's the field that they've been called to. But let me, I bring it up so you can see the compare and contrast and understand what God's given to us. There's five missionaries. I think this is very typical of most churches. This is five missionaries that they support. $100 a month, $500 a month, $1,000. And they come, and I remember I've told you this story. They come and they'll give once a year, they'll give a report on the work that they accomplished. Right? It's a good thing, but it's very different than how we've been called and what we're called to, because we don't come back once a year and give reports. We're giving reports all the time. And so I just bring that up there just to compare and contrast. I think we sometimes can lose sight of God has called us as a family to a big field and to accomplish a lot. All right. So we started 105, I think that number is accurate, in 2016, 103. New translations of the Bible in 2016. To my knowledge, that has never, this is a just a seems like a hyperbolic statement, but that has never been done before. That's crazy. Isn't that amazing? This was a slide that I copied and pasted out of a presentation that we went down to Florida to talk to our partner about. So these add up to 91 at the time. And OL stands for other languages, and plus five GLs, which means gateway language, but we don't need to get into all the details here. But this just shows the leader and the location, and these are all, I believe, all of them are in India except for this one, and then this one's in Indonesia, and then the date. So 103 New Testament starts in 2016. That is, if we were, it took, if you rewind 25 years ago, what did they estimate that it took a Bible from beginning to end? 25 years. So if you rewind 25 years, we'd get one done. And this is done by the partners of ours. In the field that God has already given us, we're cultivating this work with them. So this has not been without a lot of learning, headaches, a few weepings. And there's a lot of work to do on this. But right now we're reflecting that what a great thing that God has and sphere God's given us on this one. I'm just going to show you two pictures. Just to give you an idea, here's how this works. People, the first stage of this is they identify a language that they want to have translated, an OL, and then they use another text over here, a gateway language. And so they have this on this side, and these mother tongue speakers can speak both the written text and the text that is not written yet. And then they get together in groups. It's in a community of 6 to 10. And this is a group of 6 to 10 that Wycliffe Associates supplies these laptops and some training on these laptops and the software to do it and some of the connection to the web so it can be uploaded as they're going along or when they're finished. But this is a group of what 6 to 10 look like. So you've got, this one is, we've got, looks like mostly women. We've got a guy here and a guy here and somebody who's out to the bathroom evidently in that Miss Chair. And this is a picture of what it looks like when they're done. they actually get a first draft copy of what has been translated. So at this workshop, there may be 5, 10 different languages being done in that week of time. And now they may only get half the book of Acts done or the whole book of Acts done. They start with the book of Acts is the method that we take them on. So this is a celebration of, hey, before we came this week, this translation did not exist. And after 5 days now, we have this book of Acts in our mother tongue. And so that you can see they're kind of clapping and smiling and celebrating here. So these are exciting pictures. All right. I made an estimation of this, and I didn't put all the dots in the right spot, but I looked at my calendar, I looked at Jeff's calendar, I know enough about Bill's last schedule. we worked with, I'm estimating, 100 some partners in 2016, 100 some leaders and church networks in 30 different countries in 2016. Now, if we were to make a bulletin board of this, it would need to be and by the way, Nate, we should kind of have a technology. Have we ever talked about a technology bulletin board type thing? Yeah, I think we have. But someday, like maybe in 2017, no, I guess it is 2017, 2018, a year from now, I'll stand up and I'll say, and Mike Burns unveil it. Voila. It'll be this interactive board with all these places of where we have partners. But for now, we're going to stick with our new projector in this. 100 partners in 30 different countries. That is a lot of traveling. That is a lot of work. But because of how we are modeling it here, we're able to go to all these places and say, this is the way of Christ and his apostles. This is celebrating your new life in Christ. This is what it means to be established. This is how you work through family problems. We have an online store for Indian partners to order build materials. So some of you will be like, oh, gee whiz, that's great. A website, that took a whole half day. And those of you that know, go ahead and go to it, Mike. Know how much it takes to get something like this put up. This is what we were able to accomplish in 2016. Josh is not in the room. Nate's in the room, and Nate's thinking, oh, I can think of 32 more steps that have to happen here. But Nate, this is for you. We're not talking about 32 steps in the future. We're talking about the 10 steps in the past. All right, because we had to deal with this past week. It was kind of a headache. of improvements and problems that we have with the current site. But if you pull down translations, you can get the build resources in Hindi, in Tamil, in Marathi, in Telugu. So just go to one of those and let's order Hindi. It'll actually tell you we're out of stock. But you can click on it. That's Becoming a Disciple. And it costs 25 rupees, which is about 37 cents. So you can add it to your cart just like you're on Amazon or something and get it shipped to you. So that is a big deal. Now it looks like Mike just, oh, look, easy, just pull down and go there. It's really easy. But this took a lot of work. It's a lot of work to get to this point. Now we need to build partners starting to use it more. Some of the translation needs some brush-ups and some improvements. And I'm talking about the future now, aren't I? We have 11 more languages to go. So, but we're not talking about the future work. We're talking about we now have a placeholder for all this and a place to move forward with. So, back to the... So that's what we accomplished in 2016. Our summit, the conference. So I took a stab at just writing a little run-on sentence here that will make sense when you say it verbally, but when you read it, you're like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. So I'll just read it or verbally tell you. We are families hosted, planned, cooked, cleaned, drove, talked to, put up with. I added that one. listened to, asked about, gave money to, rearranged our houses for, took vacation time, cooked, cleaned some more, taught, led, and celebrated the largest build conference in our family's history. There was 200... We had about 230 different leaders from how many different countries? I guess I didn't put it up there. We had 230 leaders from just short of 30 countries, and we had, I believe, 26 different states in the U.S. represented at the conference this year. Now, our goal is not to get all 198 different countries that exist in the world here and all 50 U.S. states here, but we do want to get our top leaders from around the world here, and that we really made a big movement towards that this year. So that's the largest conference we've ever done. And as you all know, it takes a lot of work to pull that off. 4 to 14 days they stayed here. I added up what it would cost if we had to, because in my previous life, we put on we called it an Ag Leader Summit. And we had about 600 dealers, of which about 400 showed up. And we hosted it at Prairie Meadows down in Altoona. But then you pay for the hotel rooms for everybody. You pay for everybody's breakfast. You rent all the conference rooms. And you rent the main room. You rent a projector, which by the time you rent it for the week, you probably could have about bought the thing, typically. So I added up those costs. That would have cost about $250,000 had we not had any, about $250,000 if we would have hosted it in Des Moines at a big event center. And the banquet would have cost us about $14,000 that for the evening, because you're going to have to pay, if you're going to have that catered in, you're going to pay by the plate, right? So this is a big deal. We've been doing it for long enough. We're all just kind of like, oh, yeah, I'll host 7 or 8 more people. Yeah, that'll be fine. No big deal. Sure, I've got some money I'll give to the conference. Yeah, no big deal. It is a big deal, but I think we lose track of how much we're actually as a family doing. David Cook was rented a van, drove back and forth. Then police officers got shot, so Randy took the time off, and he went in back into work. I mean, all these things that all of you do, let's celebrate and be thankful. Let's look at a few pictures. The blog team did a great job with pictures from the conference, so scroll up there a little bit, or down, or I guess down the other way. Your other left. Just some great pictures. I like that picture. Actually, there's one with the cheesecake that's cooler than that one. That's just lettuce, but... I guess this whole thing is the banquet, but that one's boring. Great, go back up to that one. That's such whoever does these, when I was looking at these pictures, I thought, man, someone's got an eye for this. I go back through my iPhone pictures. I'm like, man, that guy stinks. What happened? Oh, way to go, Hannah. I guess that someone has a name. Job, Todd. Those boys should be working. If you go back up, those boys should be working, but they're laughing. It's a Voss kid and an Allen kid, I think. That girl looks like her mama. See, that is a nice one. That is $14,000 worth of cheesecake right there. That's a lot of cheesecake. Smiles on the faces. That's when everybody's coming in. Just that's the beginning of all of you coming in, getting celebrated at the banquet for all the hard work. That's Jeff standing up there. What am I going to say now? That's Chadwick's keynote. The Way Forward by His Spirit was the name of his talk. Keep going. Keep going. Darren, is Darren in here? Darren, what are you doing in this picture? Sarah, what's he? You don't know what you're doing? What? Oh, and kind of says, takes a deep breath. All right, keep going, Mike. Grandfather and son. This is a good one, too. Bill has got two important things going on in the background. Oh, yeah, can you get my other Nepali hat dry cleaned, please? Jeez, Bill, we're supposed to be celebrating here. Come on, Bill. At least Dan is talking to somebody, having a conversation. That's a good one, too. Everybody's leaving, but can't quite leave yet because they want to keep talking. That's a proper ending, isn't it? All right, well, can we like clap or something for that? That's kind of, good job, family, like to each other. All right, the City Church Network, leaders from across the U.S., met three times, to discuss the way of Christ and his apostles for their neighborhoods. You've heard us talk about that. But that takes a lot to pull that off. The place where that this is a particular meeting right in Des Moines, in the Rosno's business that we use down there, and I believe the Allen showed up for that and helped out, and lots of and Sean was there and Caleb was there and Randy led it, and we could go on and on about this one, but this one is our work in the U.S. of working with churches that they. The City Church Network, the way to say it is, they want to be just like us. And that's great because they have this idea, and then they start meeting together and then they start having problems and are like, oh, this I thought this was a fairy tale. Well, turns out it's not a fairy tale. Turns out it's the real world. And so this group is really good because it helps encourage, helps support, helps problem solve, helps talk about old versus new, and the way of Christ and his apostles, and staying focused on that. Antioch School received 5 more years of accreditation. This is a big deal, huge deal. And that's all we'll say about that. The team worked with, here I'm estimating that the team worked with 250 leaders/churches with the Antioch School, helping them implement the Antioch School. That sentence doesn't make sense if you wrote it down. But that's a lot of people that were continuing to help implement the school. That all happened in 2016, either in phone calls or emails or intentional proactive outreaches. This is the amount of people that are in the USA that are working with us on that. We worked with leaders. Didn't these pictures look a lot better? Oof. We worked with leaders to establish the churches throughout their entire city. So our Antioch initiative and our 30-city urban strategy. I don't know if I got them all, Nancy, but this is my list. I said we went to Buffalo, we went to Detroit, went to Orlando, Chattanooga, Little Rock, New York City, Baltimore, Atlanta, and L.A. And who? Madison? Oh, Patterson. I thought you said Madison. Why would it go to Madison? So there's Emery Brown, this is Jerome and Triette from Detroit. And if you can't quite notice it, but we showed up with a stack of stuff, and Jerome and we started laying them all out. And at one point, Jerome stops us and says, "Are you going to go through all of this?" Because he's like looking at his watch, like, "I've only got 3 more hours." And all right, and this is a fun little picture for me. I received a gift last year of a bag. And it was actually from one of the city churches. And Jeff and I took that picture for him and then we texted him and said, "Thanks for the bag." And it was a fun little time. That's in Orlando. All right. Our finances. In 2016, I've often started these talks with a family update. And it has our numbers on it. It has some activity that we're gonna upcoming or some past activity that's happened. Just kind of a real brief summary of what Nancy sends out in the email. And we budgeted for the year $475,000, and we took in $498,000 above. Isn't that amazing? Now, I don't know how many of you in here thought we were going to make it or match it, let alone beat it. We don't need to do a raise of hands, because I didn't. But this is, I still can't kind of believe it. I kind of thought when Don sent the first email to me, I thought, must be a typo. Must be 468. Must be 478 478 would have been over as well, I guess. But anyway, way to go, family. Way to go to meet the need. The gifts to build was 73, and I'm not counting any direct gifts that were given right directly to build. So that our family, 572 to the work this year. It's a big deal. It's a very, very, very big deal, because money does, when it comes to our maturity and our establishment in the faith, money does funny things to us. It's something that does, I don't know how else to say it without going into a longer teaching on it, but it does funny things, it makes us think funny things sometimes. So this is a real testament to our commitment to the work and our commitment to each other. So way to go. Strategy, networking, meeting pressing needs, reporting on the work. This is just a screenshot of some of our reporting meetings. We listed our goal. We met together, listed our gave reports on our 16 churches. These are some of the goals from the beginning, how we did. We met them, we did not meet them, we're so-so meeting them. This is our current strategy of networking and meeting pressing needs and doing better communicating with each other. We made progress in our establishment in the faith last year in 2016. This is a report from establishment report that we use in our meetings, kind of a measuring tool that we like to use. And I really like these blog posts that were put up by the blog team again. Young Theologians, Ordered Learning in the City Church. Really great blog post that talks about this entire slide. And God's Redemptive Power at Work in a Marriage. Another great story about God and the family really establishing each other in the faith for this marriage. And I really like this picture. This picture always captures me. When I first saw it on the blog, I again thought, man, somebody that knows how to take pictures took that one. Because here's why. Because I don't know her name. You guys know her name. It's Bree. Bree Van Dyke, Wendy's, and where's Steve and Wendy? There you are. Steve's there. So they're here discussing, and I don't know what they're discussing. It doesn't matter. But she's part of it. And I can remember, handfuls of years ago, we sat as leaders in that room and we said, how do we get the kids involved? How does this thing work if we're not going to have one person up front and everybody's, and we're preaching at them? How do you get the kids, how do they naturally just be there? How do they learn? How does it, you know, and we were trying as leaders, trying to get out of the old and get into the new. And that was and then years later, that thought comes back to my mind when I see this picture and I see her, she's just sitting there. Now, maybe she's working on something else, Steve, I don't know. But the point is she's in there, and they learn a lot that way. Really, really finding out that they learn a lot that way. So I think it's a very, very powerful picture. Oh, my goodness. I struggled with this slide because I could have put 1,000 different pictures on here about meeting pressing needs. But I think that this is the garden down in Des Moines that, and I know in the upcoming time, Jay and James and Rick are going to make this 4 times as big and get a lot more people involved. This is, I think, a leaf cleanup that one of the churches did, or church clusters did. So meeting pressing needs throughout our city, something that we're going to do a lot more of, but certainly something that we can celebrate that we accomplished as a family in the past. All right, so here's what I'd like you to do. Can I touch your phone for a second? Great, 10:14. Are you texting? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't see any text messages, I'm just saying. We are thankful for these things and the many more things that occurred in our field. I just wanted to skate over the surface and tell you the things that... But I do want you to do this. I want you to pause and talk amongst yourself. What say you? What are you thankful for? What do you think we should celebrate or mention that happened in 2016? So talk about that a little bit. Share that. And then Jay's going to pray for us. And then we're going to sing one more song together. Okay? Oh, you did get a text message. Who was it, Gabe?
You are now.
Who has something to share that they're thankful for in 2016? So many great stories within the churches and in the clusters, but share some of those now. There's a psychology behind this. The first one out of the gate is always the toughest. Caleb, you're a guinea pig.
So your first slide was the connection between the spontaneous expansion, establishment of the church, and the, we had a young lady who was friends with Annie who was dealing with some emotional turmoil, and she texted Annie on a Sunday night and said, I know your church is meeting, but would it be okay if I came over and was part of that? And she's been there, so this is mid-November, and she's been with us every time we've met since then. Yeah. And the reason that that's exciting to me is I don't know if she'll stay. I don't know if she'll become a believer. But it validates the idea that when you gather together as a family and when you function together as the church the way that God intended, that's attractive to people. That's compelling to people. And we haven't shied away since she's been with us from speaking the truth and talking about Jesus and weird things to outsiders like resurrection and all that stuff. But she's compelled by the quality of the meeting and the relationships that are there and the life that she sees that exists in that church. Mm-hmm. And so I told the group, whatever else 2016 was about, that I'm so proud of, you know, that our church was able to function the way that God meant for it to. and to compel this young woman in a way that makes her want to be around it and find out more about it.
Mm-hmm. Authentic community. Just
Couple things around rebuild. I'd say one of the things thankful for or just notable would be that I think we got ourselves in the game in 2016 in regards to thinking how as a city church network, clusters, and utilizing people's roles and helping people that are in a tough spot and move them forward. I would say only in the game at this point. There's been certainly some neat stories and successes we've had, but it takes a start to continue to build from as we go into 2017 and beyond. And then what was the other one I was going to say? Oh, and one other interesting kind of byproduct of that, which will be, again, I'm like Michael, I'm already like halfway into 2017 right now. It's hard to peel back. But in 2016, we've been contacted by and have begun to build some relationships with other churches in the community, which is something that hasn't been done at a great deal over the last 5-6 years. People from Cornerstone, people from Body of Christ Church, and others are interested in what we're doing in regards to helping people as well. So I know we'll have more conversations like that across 2017, but 2016 was an interesting marker for that those conversations to start.
Yeah, that is a great way to say it, too, as we reflect. We're in the game. We got into the game. Who else?
Just a just to comment on the City Church Network. It is, people talk a lot. I mean, across Christendom, talk a lot about one-mindedness. And it's often just you can speak about that as a kind of a dream, kind of a concept. You're one-minded about the idea of one-mindedness, but you never actually achieve one-mindedness. And it's been so encouraging to be working with this cohort of city church partners across the U.S., you know, and to be speaking about issues and ideas like family of families and becoming established in the faith and planting churches and these smaller intimate gatherings that are linked to the spontaneous expansion and you all understand what you're saying. There's genuine one-mindedness and problems being solved related to the forward movement around those principles. Mm-hmm. And that's clearly happening. That's happening to a lesser extent across the whole Antioch school. Just wider cluster of partners, but within the City Church Network, it's so compelling to see that happening and been very encouraging. We have a representative of the Journey Church with Carrie here with us this week, and I'm very thankful for that. Looking back on 2016,
Throughout the centuries, the church has strived for ecumenicalism, so some sort of unity. And often it's around a doctrinal statement. It's around let's all be this denomination or all let's, and they can't get there. It doesn't last. What else?
Our church and several others have been engaging with the ISU Navigators campus-based ministry to work with them to fill some, areas and needs in terms of life development where they don't feel like they're as strong as they could be. And through that, I've been encouraged to see that a number of students have joined, I think, a handful of the churches around the network. Because, again, these people are coming to these campus-based ministries, but they may not really have a campus-based church to plug into. So I'm excited to see how that relationship is developing. I know in our situation and several others that we've got people who are really investing themselves in the life of our church. So that's been exciting to see how that's unfolding, and we're laying some plans for how to continue meeting some of those needs for young adults in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, you bring that up. You make me think about how in 2016, just like our children have different gifts and different personalities and kind of different interests. I've noticed in 2016 how different churches, different clusters have different, I mean, we're all united, right? We're all one family, but yet every church is unique. Every cluster is unique, and we stay united, but we all have our piece and role that we play. Listening to those two, they're towards the same goal, but they are different. What Sam and Nate said. All right, anybody else?
I'm just. Just thinking all of these things are made possible because God is working through, His Spirit is working. And so just, you know, you read through the New Testament and you see in the Old Testament and you just see the people who followed God and were obedient and were faithful. And, you know, just as we come across the temptations of life and the struggles of life and the, I mean, you know, all of these things that we accomplished, you mentioned some of the website issues, you know, there's problems and struggles, but just the faithfulness of that and just to see that God is working through us. I mean, we accomplish these things, but we accomplish these things because God is there and because we draw the strength from Him to do these things, and He's walking with us and He's providing that. And I just, anyway, very thankful for that.
Absolutely. The book of Acts continues to unfold. It's the Yes, Sam?
One more thing.
This would be your third
thing.
One more thing.
So, again, notable in 2016, and many of us will be thankful for years to come, but the story got released in 2016. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. Got kind of at the tail end, and I don't know how many of us have used it yet, but that, I think, will be a very meaningful piece of how our churches and new people come around our churches for years to come. So, and also, I think Jesus of the Gospels and Mark as well as tools for our development. So,
I have a text message on my phone of Chadwick asking if the story can be put up in English on the Build India store because they would like to order it. So, that means that people are reading it and people want it. All right, I want to end with this, and then Jay is going to come up, or he's going to stay seated and just do it right there. But Ecclesiastes 9 says this. I started you with Ecclesiastes 3, time for everything, a time for every activity under the sun, a time to be born, a time to die. And this is Ecclesiastes 9, so this is getting towards the end. It's another conclusion statement by the author, and he says this. He says, go, eat your bread with enjoyment. He picks up the same idea that he does that throughout this whole book. But eat your bread with enjoyment and drink your wine with a merry heart. For God has long approved what you do. Let your garments always be white. Do not let oil be lacking on your head. And I love this. I love this verse. I wish I could do it more often. But enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that are given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going. So let's end with that. Jay, you want to?
You just didn't go far enough.
I didn't go far enough.
And Jay will keep I wish going. We'd have videoed this, because sometimes it's easy to lose sight of the big picture and get overwhelmed by the details and think, wow, we haven't made any progress, and what have we done over the last year? So if you go to the last chapter in Ecclesiastes, a real bright, cheery section, you know, because as you get old, I always go back. This is one thing I always hold in my mind. I don't know how long ago, but Don once said, I want to be a finisher. And so as you get older, you watch people drop away because life wears them down. So keep your Creator in mind while you're young. In years to come, you will be burdened down by troubles and say, I don't enjoy life anymore. Someday the light of the sun and the moon and the stars will seem dim to you. Rain clouds will remain over your head. Your body will grow feeble. Your teeth will decay. your eyesight fail. The noisy grinding of grain will be shut out by your deaf ears. But even the song of a bird will keep you awake. You will be afraid to climb up a hill or walk down a road. Your hair will be as white as almond blossoms. You will feel lifeless and drag along like an old grasshopper. We each go to our eternal home, and the streets are filled with those who mourn. The silver cord snaps, the golden bowl breaks, the water pitcher is smashed, and the pulley at the well is shattered. So our bodies return to the earth, and the life-giving breath returns to God. Nothing makes sense. I've seen it all. Nothing makes sense. I was a wise teacher with much understanding. I collected a number of proverbs that I had carefully studied. Then I tried to explain these things in the best and most accurate way. Words of wisdom are like a stick a farmer uses to make animals move. These sayings come from God, our only shepherd, and they are like nails that fasten things together. My child, I warn you to stay away from any teaching except these. There is no end to books, and too much to study will wear you out. Everything you were taught can be put into a few words. And here's a nice way to end the story this morning. Respect and obey God. That's what life is all about. God will judge everything we do, even when it's done in secret, whether good or bad. And that's kind of what ties us all together. That's our nails that, you know, pulls this whole last year together. So let's keep that in mind, and I'll close this in prayer. Father, as we look back over the year, it's so easy to see your hand manipulating and guiding and stopping and pushing things forward. And looking back over the last 40 or 50 years to see where we've come in that time, it's hard to believe that you've given us this opportunity and you've taken us this far. And with the toil, the strife, as you give us with your words of wisdom, you know, that we celebrate life and enjoy, you know, the wife you've given us, the food you've given us, the drink you've given us, and the work of our hands, because that's all there really is to serve you with whatever we do. And as we look back on 2016, you know, it's just remarkable the faithfulness and the work that's gone in. And if we just look at the conference, the impact we have around the world, that looking at generations, four or five generations working together, serving you and translating, you know, the Bible around the world, that's just stunning to see how much has happened and so fast, and that you've given us a part in this. And that's the praise that we offer to you, that you've given us a part. And we pray that, you know, the imagery of our lampstand doesn't get taken away, and that for generations to come, we will continue to be faithful. But that we don't lose sight in, you know, the day-to-day toil, that as our hair grows white as almond blossoms, as our teeth decay, as our sight starts to fail, that we can relish the role that we've had in your plan and look backwards and look forwards and see on both horizons, you know, the work of your hand, and that the glory of your Son continues to spread around the world until the work is completed. And I ask for blessing, for resources, and for you to keep us safe and protected, that we can enjoy quiet and peaceful lives and carry out the work you've given us. And I just pray for your hand on this church for 2017, and ask this in Christ's name. Amen.